From San Diego, California, this is the One Extraordinary Marriage Show, where being busy is overdone, romancing is fun, and scheduling sex has taken the guesswork out of wondering when you're going to get some. I'm Tony DeLorenzo, your co-host, along with my beautiful wife, Elisa. From coast to coast and around the world, thank you for joining us. It's time to talk sex, love, and commitment. Give us a call at 858-876-5663. That's 858-876-5663. In today's show, we talk about being present to your spouse during each season of life.
And publisher Malcolm Forbes had this to say about being present. He said, presence is more than just being there. And that's something each and every one of us needs to think about as we head into this very busy holiday, you know, 10 days, week and a half here at the end of 2015. But I love starting each and every one of our shows with a hug. A little bit of love from you, our listeners, about how the One Extraordinary Marriage Show is impacting you and your marriage. And this week's hug is brought to you by Audible. We know that you like to listen to great content through your phone or computer. You're obviously listening to the One Extraordinary Marriage Show that way. We also know that you like to have your content available everywhere you go. With Audible, you can choose from over 180,000 titles, which is just mind-boggling, absolutely mind-boggling. And one book that Tony and I are going back to as we head into the new year is Jen Hatmaker's Seven, An Experimental Mutiny Against Excess. I first read this book. It was actually recommended to me when I was on my mission trip in Kenya a few years ago now. And it's a great read to look at ways to simplify your life and your stress. And it's an interesting story as this family goes through this journey around the number seven. So it's definitely a title that I would recommend. But you can get this or any other title with your free 30-day trial by going to oneextraordinarymarriage.com/audible. This hug came in, said, I am a fairly new listener. I discovered your podcast on Stitcher last week by searching marriage.
Right on.
I have listened to roughly 15 episodes since I found you. My goal is to start from episode one and binge listen until I'm caught up. But I have to listen to your recent episodes when they're posted, and I keep seeing topics that piqued my interest all the way on the way to the first episode.
Nice.
Communication and intimacy is an area that we haven't done well in, and it's led to a lot of mess in our marriage. We've had infidelity issues and all of the heartache, fights, hurtful words, and turmoil that comes from it. That was 5 years ago, and we've never truly healed, and it's just compounded over time. My marriage is struggling, and in trying to keep it from falling apart, it's pushed me to do a lot of self-discovery. When I listened to Tony talk about his struggles with pornography, it really hit home. I know the feeling of it almost being a high, and I know the feeling of shame after viewing porn, sometimes for hours. It's emotionally and spiritually destroying to a person. I felt God convicting me of this for many years. Through your podcast and prayer, I have finally listened, and I feel a weight lifted off my shoulders.
Right on.
This is a very real and nasty addiction. I feel that it was severely damaging my view of women and especially my wife. Mm-hmm. I wanted to give you some encouragement and to let you know that even your first episodes, those are the ones that we did almost 6 years ago, are still making differences in hearts and helping to change lives. You guys are truly a gift from God and a huge blessing to many, probably more than you know. I do not know what the future brings for my marriage, but I do not consider divorce an option. I know that God can heal all wounds, and I would appreciate it if you would pray for my wife and I. Whatever happens, I know that I will be a better person, better husband, and better father, partially due to the encouragement that you guys offer. Once again, thank you and God bless you. You guys are fantastic.
Well, I have to say we're honored and humbled to have you part of the one family. Mm-hmm. And way to go. Sometimes, you know, we don't know where it's going to come from, but we hear that voice and, you know, we just, boom, it hits us. And so we're excited to know and hear about how your journey starts, mm-hmm. right? Because you made that line in the sand, said no more. And we all have to do that at some point, somewhere. Don't know when it's going to happen. And when you do make it, though, that's when the journey begins.
So this episode is first being released on December 22nd, 2015. I know some of you are going to get it right away, and some of you may pick this up, just like this listener that where I just read the hug, as you binge listen, you know, months down the line. But for those of you that are getting it the first taste on the 22nd of December, you know, we're in this last few days before Christmas. this is when things start to get into a frenzy. My son and I were out today and we were doing a little last minute Christmas shopping, and the parking lots are just an absolute zoo and people are less than merry during the Merry Christmas season, if you know what I mean. And you've got all the presents starting to get wrapped and being placed under the tree. And for some of you, your stockings are hung and maybe even starting to fill up. After one of our children went through presents a few years ago, tend not to put all the presents under the tree at the onset. But, you know, the cookies are getting baked and everything's getting ready for the holiday and family dinners, and people are flying and traveling from out of town. And some of you are just plain and simply exhausted, right? You're just tired. And, you know, some of you are even thinking, oh my gosh, how many more days until I can go back to work, the kids go back to school, or I can just get a breather. Right? And so many of you, this is like where you're at. And I know because we've done Christmases like this, and my parents are actually flying out today on the 22nd to come and visit us. And so it's true. I get a little crazy prior to my parents coming out. And
a little? I was going to say, Elisa's describing what our life has been like almost over the last week and a half, if not a little bit more.
See, our shows come out of our real life, guys. We never get behind the microphones and tell you that we've got it all together.
Yeah, because, you know, it's been a little bit of a hair raiser here. And between...
It hasn't been super bad. I mean, we've had our moments, but it hasn't been as bad as it's been in years past.
No, but I'm just saying that, hey, if you're in this place, we're not coming from a place of, hey, we got it all together. And so, no, we're imparting on this journey as well. Mm-hmm. You know, there have been tears from children. There have been, you know, voices raised to children and to each other at times over the last week. And, you know, it does happen. It just seems like there's just a crunch on time. Mm-hmm. There's just a crunch on time. And even Elisa and I trying to be as forward as we can on this can still slip up at times and still, not be fully present with one another. And, you know, just, you know, gosh, forget it. I don't want to talk about it right now, or, you know, whatever it may be. So when we share.
This is real stuff,
because
guys.
This is
it's real stuff. And you know, as we were preparing for the show, it really became obvious to me, especially as we had an incident last night, Tony and I did, where our daughter wanted to cuddle and it was late because we were doing stuff in her room. And Tony's like, I just want to spend time with my wife. And so, you know, we've got kids wanting mom and Tony wanting his wife. And I'm like, there's only one of me. Right. And it's this whole, like, everybody's rushing through life and there's always stuff to get done. I mean, somebody asked me today, they're like, are you all done for Christmas? I said, no, but Christmas is coming whether I'm ready or not. So I'll do what I can. And the rest of it's just going to be the rest of it. Mm-hmm. Right. And, you know, there's always going to be distractions. I mean, you know, those of you that have TV, you're always going to have TV or social media or all these different things that can pull you away from the ones that you love.
Right. This time of year, especially with Christmas and New Year, tend to be a little bit heightened. And yet there are many seasons that happen in our marriage where this can occur. I mean, it could happen when you're moving from one home to another, from one state to another. It can happen when, you know, school starts. Mm-hmm. It happens when sports are in full fledge and full force. It can happen when there's a change in a job. Maybe you've been blessed to get a promotion, which adds more responsibility onto you or your spouse. Mm-hmm. And so what we're talking about today doesn't just happen just during the Christmas time. You know, there are many seasons that happen throughout our marriages where if you look at it, if you're not present, things start to deteriorate.
Absolutely. And before we really dig into a lot of the meat here, I want to make sure that you guys understand that when we're talking about being present, it's not like we're not saying on any level that you have to spend 24/7 together.
Right.
Tony and I would go nuts if we were spending all day, every day together. So I want to be clear that that's one thing we're not saying. And we're also not saying that you have to have all the same interests. For those of you that have heard any of the shows over the last 6 years, you know that Tony is a road cyclist. If I were to get on a road bike with Tony, it might actually destroy our marriage instead of helping it, because he's a little, hypercritical of novice cyclists, especially those that he might be married to. So it would not be in my best interest, nor in the best interest of our marriage. So there are things that we do that we don't do with each other.
Right.
What we're talking about, though, is the option and the opportunity to be present with each other. We're talking about those couples that come up with every excuse under the book not to spend time together, just the two of them. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about the couples that don't go on dates, that don't do anything without their kiddos, that have stopped having real conversations. Like, if you're even remotely nodding your head or thinking inside, ooh, that kind of sounds like us, then I want you to really tune in for the next few minutes, because those of you that are so busy looking outward to all of those other distractions and obligations and things like that, that you've forgotten how to spend time together, I just want to say today's the day that you change that, right? Because you don't have, one of the most popular posts that we put up on Instagram deals with talking about time. Mm-hmm. And it says something to the effect of, you don't have all the time in the world, so make the time now. To paraphrase, you can go on our Instagram at One Extraordinary Marriage and you can find it. But basically what that message is saying, and what I'm saying to each one of you during this really busy season, is that you have to make the time. Like, there aren't a lot of things that I will tell you on this podcast that you absolutely have to do. This is one I'm telling you absolutely have to do.
And the reason we bring this up, folks, is you'd be surprised at how many emails we get. And you may be thinking, oh, Tony, at least it's not us right now. Cool. And yet, are you not taking some time with your spouse? I mean, is it the kids always have to be with you? Because we get emails time and time again that are like, hey, my spouse wanted to get away, wanted to do something with just me. I kept pushing them away, kept saying, no, this, or the kids need to be with us, or, you know, we need to go with this group. You know, it always has to be sort of like
just a group date.
A group date, or there was never one-on-one. And then we get the email when the spouse then goes, I'm done. Like, I've asked and asked and asked, and now I'm done. And so what we're trying to do is get you guys to a point where you're going, you know what? It is important for myself and for my spouse to be together alone, to have this time together, to be doing something together, to be, you know, investing in each other. And I know that looks different for every single one of you. I get it. And that's something that I've learned over the last 6 years. We're all so different. Mm-hmm. So what works for Elisa and I, or another couple that Elisa may be coaching, or another couple that picks up a book and it says it works for them, doesn't always work for you. You can take some of the strategies, though, and place them in your marriage and see how they can work, you know, because the thing is you keep saying, I don't have time, or this is more important, or that is more important. Believe me, there comes a point in time when your spouse is just going to go, I'm checking out. I'm done. Mm-hmm. And we don't want that to happen to you.
And you know, as we're going to give you guys some simple, super simple strategies, SSSSS, I don't know how many S's that was, to do this next week. Or you know, the next month, because we don't want to make it complicated. You guys have got enough stuff on your plate that when I tell you to be present, I don't want you to sit there and roll your eyes and go, Elisa, where in the world am I going to find time between running to my parents' house and running to his parents' house and making sure, you know, the presents are all assembled. Like, we had a big joke with our kids, or funny story the other day, when we were talking to our kids about just the assembly that is involved around Christmas, and just the stress that comes on dads when the kids are opening those, like Tony's breaking out into a sweat right now, when the kids are staring at you, it's Christmas morning, they're trying to get their toy out, and like, it's got, you know, all of the fasteners and the twist ties and the tape.
And then you're trying to find batteries. So make sure you buy batteries.
Buy batteries in advance. And yes. One strategy here for all of you that have to do assembly on Christmas morning, this is a free tip, not related necessarily to your marriage. But I heard this a few years ago after our kids would pass this stage, but open the presents the night before, put in batteries, and take off all of the extra fasteners.
Before you wrap it.
Yeah. So that this way, when the kid opens it, like, I mean, still keep it so it's holding in place, so it's not like, you know, drop down to the bottom of the box, but this way they can open it, you can just watch them enjoy it and they pull it out and it automatically works.
Boom.
I wish we had known to do that when our kids were little. So that's just a free, you know, bonus Christmas morning tip for you all. But this week, what do you do to be present? Right? What can you do that's super simple that keeps you connected when wrapping paper swirling around, or like Tony said, you know, in different seasons when your kids are playing sports, or when you've got, you know, rehearsal practices for the kid that's in the play, you know, four nights a week till 10 o'clock at night, whatever that is. So first thing, I mean, a lot of you have Christmas trees up that have lights on them. I know we mentioned this in an earlier podcast this month, but find 5, 10, 15 minutes to sit in front of the Christmas tree with the lights on, just the two of you, and hold hands. Talk, have a conversation. You can be staring at the Christmas tree. Again, we don't always need to be doing the stare into each other's eyes moment.
No.
Just stare at the Christmas tree and just in the soft light of multicolored or white or blue, whatever color you have on your tree, and just sit there under a blanket and hold hands.
Yep.
The physical connection. Aw, he just grabbed my hand. You guys can't see that, but he grabbed my hand while we're podcasting. The physical touch is so important, because one of the things that happens when couples get super, super busy and you stop being present with each other is you stop touching each other, mm-hmm. right? So just that simple act of cuddling up on the couch and holding hands reconnects you both emotionally and physically. Super simple way to be present. Another thing that you can do, and actually this is going to be a little challenge to all you guys, because I'm just putting this on the fly for Tony. He doesn't know I'm throwing this out there, but I want every single one of you that's listening, I want you to download a picture of mistletoe onto your phone, right? And then I want you to find opportunities for the two of you to kiss under the mistletoe. And what I would love is I would love if you guys post this on Facebook or Instagram or whatever, wherever. I want you to tag us in the picture and just put hashtag one mistletoe. Okay, so super simple, hashtag one mistletoe, picture of you guys kissing under the mistletoe. And if you're fortunate enough to live in a place that actually has mistletoe, you don't have to use the picture, the fake one on your phone. Use a real one. But I would love to see how many of you take this opportunity to be present and kiss your spouse under the mistletoe this upcoming week.
Yeah, take the picture and then be present.
Vice versa. Yeah, don't try, like, yeah, you don't get a pass just like we kissed under the tree and we sent the picture to Tony and Elisa. That doesn't count.
No, actually do it. And if you don't send us a picture, that's okay too. The big thing is that you take that time. And you know what? Doing with the picture on your phone is just something fun. You know, if your spouse, if you're doing it and your spouse typically doesn't listen, have a laugh. You know, it sometimes it's just sort of like, hey, honey, I'm going to do something crazy right now because we don't have any mistletoe, but here it is. And, you know, take it out of your pocket and have it on your phone and, you know, tell them to pucker up.
And here's the great thing. If the mistletoe is on your phone, you can literally pull it out and do it anywhere. So yeah. You could do it like Christmas dinner in front of the whole family. You could do it in the middle of, you know, the parking lot when you guys are doing your last minute Christmas shopping. It doesn't matter where, yeah. Because what we're trying, this is actually one of those fun ones that just brings the humor back into your relationship. Cause sometimes some people, Elisa is raising her hand right now, get a little too serious around the holidays. Mm-hmm. So
I would agree with that.
Thank
statement.
You. That's why I said it first. So you didn't have to say it. I can just take ownership.
Yeah.
Right from the get go. So bringing humor, bringing fun back into the holidays is a great way to reconnect the two of you, to be in the moment. Mm-hmm. I mean, case in point, I'm out with my 13-year-old today and he still holds his mom's hand every once in a while when we're out in public. He kind of goofs around, but I started teasing him. I'm like, dude, you can't hold my hand when we're out in public. Like, I'm going to be so embarrassed having a teenager. And he just looks at me. And so what does he do? He grabs my hand and I'm like, oh, mama heart, right? Because we're just having fun. And we're bringing, and that's what you need to do with your spouses. I mean, that same kind of fun exchange, right? Bring the humor back in, because when you've been so serious for so long, it's hard to be present, but all of a sudden you start laughing. And that whole idea that laughter is the best medicine, it's true. It's great medicine for a marriage when the two of you can get to a point where you are laughing regularly mm-hmm. together.
Yeah. Gosh, man, and I'm thinking about that, and I know for myself, and I think for Elisa as well, that we can just get caught up in this you know, what, you know, we used to do that, or we don't need to do that anymore. And I think that's the challenge all of us face, you know, Elise and I included, is just, that's the challenges we face. And those of you who are listening, I mean, just major kudos to you, because we may not always get it right. But we're stepping up, you know, we're taking that step out and going, you know what, there is a journey that I'm on, and I'm willing to keep taking that step forward, you know? And if your spouse is like, dude, or man, why are you like this? Or what's going on? You know, I think that sometimes is the hardest thing, because you're ready for change. You're ready for something to just happen, to just bust through that ceiling. And your spouse might be going, this just isn't happening. And we've been there before. And I want to just encourage you to continue moving forward. You know, you got to keep moving forward. And again, we're all different. We all have different journeys that we're on. And so yours is just going to be a little different. And believe me, there are times when Elise and I have a very difficult time to laugh. We have everything to be joyful for. Believe me, we've come through crap. We've experienced crap. And that's sometimes what I got to remember, that everything we've gone through, we should be so joyous and we should be laughing every day, because we still have a marriage that is together after 19 years, after all that we've been through. And, you know, why not laugh? Why not be giddy? Because we have each other. We have our health. We have our kids. We have a roof over our head. We have food on our table. So
I'm laughing because we actually had one of those funny moments the other day. Do I have time to tell them the story from the car?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So Tony and I were at a white elephant party. And this was a pretty serious white elephant. Like, these people, like, serious white elephant.
These people, our connect group. Church.
I mean, it was 30 people, and it was like the best white elephant gifts I'd ever seen. So one of our friends got her white elephant gift was the canisters of like Quaker oatmeal or something like that. And then she also got a bag of condiments, like ketchup packets and dipping sauce and, you know, all these different kinds of things. And so telling the kids about this white elephant, how she got condiments. And now keep in mind, we have a teenager in our house and we have a 10-year-old, right? So 13 and 10. And we're in the car and I'm sharing the story. And Alex is like, what did she get? And I said, condiments. And he's like, oh, mom, that is not what I thought you said. And so, of course, you know, Tony and I know exactly that he's thinking we're talking about condoms, right? And so I'm like, oh, honey, what did you think? And he's like, mom, I'm not saying it. And our daughter says, well, mom, what's so funny? Like, and so, like, right here in the middle of the car, I all of a sudden, I'm like, oh, this is not when I anticipated having a conversation on condoms versus condiments, but here we go. And I'm just laughing so hard because this is our life, right? Like, a random condiment white elephant present suddenly becomes an opportunity to have like a sex ed talk in our car. And I'm thinking, oh, okay, I don't know that this happens for other families, but here we go. And so, you know, just kind of told the kids first and foremost what, you know, condoms are used for, and
had a chuckle.
And had a chuckle. But that was one of those things where, like, I could have totally freaked out and been like, well, we're not discussing this right now. Like, I'm not discussing this in front of your dad and your brother or whatever. And instead, it was just like, you know what? Here we are. We're a family that's just going to be transparent. Here we go. Condoms versus condiments. So you need a funny story over Christmas, feel free to use, you know, the crazy Di Lorenzo's and, you know, white elephants. And if you need a good white elephant gift, pull a bag of, you know, like Taco Bell sauce and, you know, all of your favorite dipping sauces and throw a few ketchups in there and call it, you know, condiments. There you go. So the last tip that we're going to give you guys for being present this week, and it's one that if you've been listening to the show for any length of time, you know, is one of our absolute favorites. But no matter how cold it is where you are, and we've been following the weather across the country, it hasn't been too horribly cold for most of you yet. A few places, I know somebody's going to South Dakota and it's like 20 degrees there, but so for all our South Dakota listeners, just bundle up.
Yep.
But what I'm going to say is get out and go for a walk. You want to take a break from the stress of what's going on in the season and in what's going on in your marriage and things like that. The two of you bundle up, no matter how cold it is, go for a walk, just spend some time, you know, like leave your phones at home, or if you've got to have it because of kids, stick it in your back pocket so you're not walking and looking down at your phone. And you know, and then I would add something to it. We don't always do this, but especially now that it's winter time for most of you in the Northern Hemisphere, all you Southern Hemisphere folks, enjoy your balmy summer. Come back in and find creative ways to warm each other up. I'm just going to throw it out there that, you know, you want to be present, get creative on the warm up.
We've done it. At times we'll go for our walk and we'll come home and take a nice warm shower.
Well, that's one way to do it. Mm-hmm. That's one way. Or you can hop under the covers and have sex. And that's another great way to be fully present with one another. But what I'm saying is, and I hope
I like that one. Let's shoot for that one this year.
Let's shoot for that one this year.
Yeah, let's shoot for that one. And for us, typically, our walk on Christmas Day will come after opening presents. Typically, we hang at my folks' place, and we're blessed that Elisa's folks will be here as well. So usually after presents are
open.
Now
I'm laughing because now we've got both sets of parents that we've got to maneuver around this year.
I know. That's why I think we get our my aunt's trailer.
The RV.
Yeah. RV. So in any case, we typically go, you know, after the presents. Mm-hmm. Just get out for half an hour. I mean, everything's done and maybe everybody's going to sit down, have some breakfast. So for you guys, figure out what that time will be. Just a heads up, if you want some more tips, I'm going to put a link to a video Elisa and I did. Mm. And this is our Merry Christmas to you guys. And so come on back here to the show notes. And you will see it. The video is called 4 Fun Moments You Can Share With Your Spouse. And it's our little Merry Christmas to you guys. Also, if you want, you can go check it out on YouTube. And you can subscribe to our channel there as well. But there's going to be some more fun ways for you guys to share some moments together.
And definitely go there before Christmas Day because there's like a little extra Christmas bonus.
There is.
There's one thing that you kind of have to do on Christmas Day. So make sure to check that out. But guys, know from the bottom of our hearts, we wish you and your spouse just a tremendously wonderful Merry Christmas. We thank you for all of the gifts that you have given us this year in terms of being our listeners and being part of the One Family. That's a gift that there's no price tag for. Right. It truly is priceless. And we thank you for all the blessings that you have brought into our lives this year.
Yeah. So, wow. Man, it's a couple of days, a few days before Christmas. So we hope we've given you guys some ideas on what you can do together, what you can do to just be present with one another, maybe even step back like Elisa and I have to do. You know, just step back, take some deep breaths and just be like, okay, we don't need to be all riled up over this. We're here together. We're on the same team. We did a show about that. So you know what? You're on the same team. So go out there, enjoy each other, be present, have a fun moment to share together. Get one, just pick one fun moment that you can share together where you can both be present together this Christmas. We love you guys. Have yourselves a fantastic week, and we look forward to seeing some of those pictures. You can, just like Elisa said, just hashtag one mistletoe or just go at one extraordinary marriage on pretty much any platform, and we'll see it. We love you guys. Have a fantastic Christmas. Love you.